Hi, I'm Nicola.
And I'm Jay Percy.
And welcome to the Afro-Animist podcast.
We are two animists and spiritual practitioners exploring the secular through the spiritual, discussing life experiences through a sacred lens.
Each week we share our experiences and dive deep into everything in life, from philosophy, metaphysics, Abia, occultism, shamanism, culture, healing, nature, animism,
the arts, pop culture, conspiracies, psychedelics and witchcraft. Nothing is off the table in these discussions, which aim to get to the heart of what it means to be spiritual and Afro-diasporic in an increasingly sterile and authoritarian world.
We keep it real whilst exploring the biggest mysteries of our multiverse. Join us holding this space to laugh, cry, debate, build community and tear down oppressive structures.
Welcome, 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 beautiful, beautiful being of the multiverse to the Afro-Animist podcast. You're here today with me, love.
And me, Nicola, and the wind chimes also.
You almost forgot you were there today. It's like, oh yeah.
I did, me. Yeah. I was just really distracted. I was like, why is this happening right now? Like right now.
Was the wind chime there in the last episode?
The wind chimes has always been there.
Oh, why is it deciding to twinkle today?
I mean, I just elbowed it.
Oh, you just elbowed it.
I just elbowed it. But yeah, sorry. Anyway, hi guys.
Hi. I want to start this episode by showing you a little bit of what I've been up to. Look what I did. I made a drum.
Tell us about this.
I went to a shamanic drum birthing ceremony because I've been in need of a drum, but I didn't necessarily just want to go out and buy one because I wanted the experience of making it. No other reason. Well, I would like to go out and buy a drum, but it's probably like a couple of hundred quid more on this drum. So I made a drum. Yeah, let's rewind. I made a drum because essentially it gave me a day out and it was cheaper, which is a great two for one for me. And we've got this really intricate back, which I really love. They've made us like hand weave this. And the hide on the front is really quite nice. I think I picked this because initially it looked quite rose quartzy, and as the time's gone on and it's gotten like more and more solid, it's got these really like nice markings on it, which I'm quite happy to be engaging with on a daily basis. And we figured out you can't actually drum on Zoom. Look at this, guys. Look, no noise.
Oh no, I just heard it.
Yeah, it came through.
What is going on? Okay,
what
technical issues on Zoom. Like I was saying to Love earlier, I have actually figured this out before for another friend who does soundbars online, but it was such a complicated thing that I now have forgotten what it is that we changed in the setting. Like, we're gonna figure it out. Oh, it's such a shame we can't probably hear the drum. What hide is it? Do you know what animal it is?
It's cow.
Cow, okay, beautiful. And do you know the wood of the drum?
No, that I don't know, which I would really like to know. And I asked, it's a very light wood, so maybe when I show it to you, you can like confirm it. But
you should ask the guy, just text him and ask. Because those things are, in my opinion, quite important when it comes to these creating the medicine tools. And obviously, guys, go and listen to Making Medicine Tools. You know how much I was going on about, we should make our own tools, we should know how to do it. And especially, I think, things that are using things from nature, the natural world, or, you know, a life, essentially, the skin of the drum. I feel like it's really important if you're working with these as modalities for healing for yourself and others, then to really understand what goes into creating that, and then to put your own magic into the making, like the weaving. Like, how did that feel to be like weaving this drum and like pulling this drum together?
It felt really obviously like intentional. I'm having to like pull this through as I'm pulling it through, and it becomes quite meditative. And when it becomes quite meditative, you run the risk of going quite mindless, like having your mind go to other places, like that monkey mind wandering. You have to like bring your mind back. It's like, no, I'm weaving these intentions into this drum, so I should be, you know, thinking about my intentions as I'm weaving them through. And it was a really like a whole body experience as well, because you're having to use both hands and you're having to like use your feet to hold it in place while you're weaving. So it's like all of you is at work, your mind, your hands, your feet. You're having to like wrestle with this quite tough material. And when I first wired it, I skipped a hole and it was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to undo it and redo it again. And I undid it, and then the shaman, the curandero, I think he's a shaman, the shaman at the time, he's like, oh, I'll have a go. And then he wired it and he missed the hole. So then we had to undo it again. And then we sort of both worked together to get this thing like all wired up properly. But that was quite interesting, the fact that we both like skipped a hole and were trying to figure out how to re-loop this thing. And by the time we re-looped it, actually weaving it was quite a good process, because they like make you split it into quarters and everything's equal, and it almost looks like tree branches at the back. So it was a really really nice ceremony. And it happened the day after you and I, of course, tried to facilitate our own CE5 event. Do
Yes,
you
I
want
not look. No, I'm not ready to move on from the drum
to?
yet. I'm sorry. I just like I love this, and I wanna just bring these things up, because look, this is the thing. It's like you can buy a drum, you can make a drum. Like, what the fuck is a drum? What do we do with the drum? Like, why do we have the drum? I think these are important aspects. Like, Pete, I feel like our listeners will definitely want to understand
You
about
know what? I
why you would have
eventually
that.
will buy a drum, because there's a specific drum I would like. And this is like my inaugural drum, and I'm really less than happy to have her with me.
There's a journey that I'm gonna show you to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if you journeyed. Did you journey to the drum in your workshop?
No, we didn't. So he opens up the four corners with this like giant conch shell. Like blew into it, made us face each direction, made us spin in certain ways to keep the energy right, call all of the energies in, and then we started making the drum, and then he closed the circle at the end.
With a fire. Wait, did you have a fire?
We had what fire we could with a candle in a flat.
Oh, for God's sake, why didn't he come to my house, bro? This is what I'm talking about. So, guys, there was drama that week, because I'd actually said to Love, like, there's this drum birthing happening. I've just seen it on Instagram. It's a friend of a friend of a friend kind of situ. So, I think it'll be okay. Let's go. And then it just all like just
Yeah,
completely
unravel,
was
unravel.
unraveled, and I was saying like, come and it was just gonna be Love on the Course, like you can come and do it in my space. I want to do it. I've got a fire pit, like we can do this proper ceremony, like properly. And he was
Yeah.
talking about it. He was saying like, yeah, because we're gonna cure the drum on the fire, and then we'll do a song for grandfather. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And then he was like, no, do it in London, bye.
Do
I
you
was
know
like,
what?
okay.
Do you know what was bad? Only one other person turned up. So whether it is you or her. She was lovely though. I think you would get on with her like a house on fire. She was really lovely. But we thought it was gonna be like five people. It was her and
Yeah.
me. So it
Yeah.
could have been you and me.
He told me it was going to be five. And I was just like, I'm not having five randoms at my house when, yeah. Anyway, lots of things. But, oh, I'm so happy that you did it. And I actually do want to try and get him here, if I'm honest. Just like, and also because of the tradition that he's from. So he's Mexican, right? Toltec tradition. Did he speak to you much about any of that? Like, did you have any learnings
Listen,
in?
he didn't speak much English, but what I found really fascinating is he was speaking in Spanish, and he had like I think a friend of his translating. But even if she wasn't translating, I got everything he was saying. Just so like, I don't know Spanish. Why am I like slightly understanding or mostly understanding what this guy is saying? He's talking. I'm like, yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't speak
Spirit, no
Spanish.
doubt.
Yeah, do you know
Spirit,
what
you're connected.
I
Drum making.
mean?
It's great. I'm so excited for you about that. I really want us to do. I feel like we need to just do some of mine, if I'm honest, because we could do
Yeah.
that. Do you want to make another drum this
I
week?
would love to.
I've got a bag full of skin. Sounds very weird, guys. It is quite weird.
That
But it's true.
It's from all the humans who have crossed the path, guys.
I'm saying, don't fuck with me. Because then you'll be a no, you won't. Oh my god, how bad is that? No,
These
it's
are my
just,
human skin drums.
yeah, no, I don't know actually. Anyway, let's not fucking go there. What am I even saying? No, it's a horse and deer. That's what I have in
Horse
my
and
cupboard.
deer.
Some
Okay, yes.
cow and some sheeps.
I'm
Oh
happy with
well.
it being cow though, especially as I had that sort of, if you listen to last week's episode, if you haven't listened to it, that connection with this sort of cow protector. And then for this cow to like turn up, I'm like, oh, cow.
I know it's pretty because I have. I don't. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure it does happen, but I haven't really seen them with done with cow. Although it makes a lot of sense. I think it's just because we're trying to, copy a lot of the time. We're like, well, let's have a horse drum or a deer drum. Deer is beautiful because we've obviously got lots of deer in this country, and that's something. And we actually have a deer problem in this country where they cull the deer a lot, so it's a really good skin to use. But also, cow is. I've said this as well before, like. Before obviously that savory connection with the cow, there's also just like we're English, man. Like, what do we have? There's cows. There's cows here. Cows and sheep. Like,
I, you know
what is
what?
our
I wish
land
I could
offering?
say this is English cow. This is Mexican cow.
It's Mexican cow. That's even better than English cow. Oh my gosh. Mexican cow. Jeez. All right, forget everything I just said. That's really funny.
We're going to be using our drums. I mean, Nikki already uses her drums for journeying. I'm going to be l using my drum for journeying. I think my poor husband is going to be the unsuspecting customer this month, where I'm just like, lie down. I'm going to make you journey.
Do it, like do it seriously. You're gonna have so much fun working with it, and I will show you a journey. I'll help you do this journey that I did, and I would recommend you do it whenever you birth or buy a drum or actually any kind of medicine tool you could do this journey for. But there is a beautiful journey to go to to meet the spirit of the drum. So as this is a sacred tool that you're going to be using in ceremony or in ritual, it's beautiful to go into basically the makings of the drum and understand the spirit. So the spirit of the cow that's in it, and also the spirit of the wood that it's made from. And then also to then obviously you've made the created the drum of intention. So you may have a reason for this drum. So if you don't, then as you're working with the drum, you will set that reason or that intention. So that may not make any sense. Basically, I could have 20 drums, right? One day, hopefully, I will. But they don't all do the same thing. And normally, the drum will speak to you and tell you what it's for. So, for example, like the drum that I've got right now, this drum is a bit of an all-round drum. So it's one that I'll play for do for journeyings. I may do a little bit of healing with it as well. But I have a very big desire to create a drum that is just for healing, and then you've got it, you do the same with all of your different tools. So the fans that I have, for example, like I've got a fan that's like again like a general all-rounder smudge fan. I've got another fan that is that I sit with for a certain kind of
Well,
meditation.
you gave me one that was specifically for love working, and I don't use it for anything, but if I'm looking to like fill this home with love, that is what I use it for.
The
Anything
wedding
else,
fan.
anything else,
Oh.
I have another one which I will use as sort of my all-rounder fan. What I've tended to use it for is holding space for other people. So that's what that one tends to be for.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how these inanimate objects have a story? They would and they will tell you the story, and tell you what they want to be and what they're here to do. It's pretty insane that a feather can know what it's here to do and I can't. Anyway.
But the thing is, a question, if it weren't for having to pay for your shelter and your food and all of that was just like community provided like it used to be, would you know what you're here for?
Yes.
What's that?
I'm not sharing it right now on the Putty podcast. I'm
Okay,
just
but
gonna
what?
come out with a fucking like marketing plan around it.
No, that thing is what you're here for.
I know, yeah, but it's a challenge. It's a
It
challenge
is.
to be hippy dippy Nikki.
It is.
in
Have you
the
read
world.
Breaking Loose from the Money Game by, I think it's Philip Schofield? Schofield.
I was going to
That
say,
sounds
sounds
eerily
like
close
someone.
to that pedo on. Sorry.
He's not a pedo. He was legal. 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 You know, unwise, but legal. I just think if you need to come out and say, I made a choice that was unwise, but legal, there are
I
serious
got the
fucking
name
issues with that choice.
completely wrong, guys. Like, I just picked two like white guy names and shoved them together and hoped it would be. It's Robert Sheinfeld.
Robert Scheinfeld. Scheinfeld, what? Hang on, what are we
Sheinfeld.
talking about?
Busting loose from the money game.
Okay. Send it.
It's a really good book. I think you can get it on. No, you can't get it on YouTube. I actually bought this one on Kindle. I say I bought it on Kindle. I signed up to Kindle for free and they gave you like 2 credits
Yeah.
and I got 2 manifesty books because obviously that's what I'm going to do.
So you can manifest the money to buy more books.
Basically I got Busting Loose from the Money Game or Breaking Loose for whatever by Robert Sheinfeld. Look it up. And then I got Becoming Supernatural, Joe
By Joe
Dispenza.
Dispenza. Yeah. Becoming Supernatural. I've got that in my I have a download. See, I do this a lot. I download these books, but I literally can't fucking read an ebook. Like, I just can't do it. Just can't do it.
These ones were audiobooks.
I know, but I also, the way I
It
learn is
was Audible,
different.
not Kindle. That's the one.
Oh, Audible. Yeah, no, I find it really difficult to just listen to. It's funny because obviously I can listen to a podcast now, but if I'm really trying to learn something, I need to see the words.
Really?
So I much prefer to
Do you watch
read, yeah.
Netflix? Do you watch Netflix with subtitles? Are you one of those? Oh, okay. There we
It's
go.
really like this is an issue. And do you know where this happened? Do you know where this started is me, and I think this is for most people, starting to like just exclusively watch TV on your laptop and then watching TV at times when you can't be loud. So then you turn it right down, you put the subtitles on, and then you lose the ability to just understand human speech.
I can't hear TV anymore. I have to read all of human
I
speech.
swear.
In fact, you, as a person in front of me, should come with subtitles.
I wish you did sometimes. Do you not see my face sometimes? I'm like,
Like, what is she saying?
but
Why don't you come
it's
with
a thing.
captions?
It's a thing, man. Like I was even seeing it. It's been people speak about it on this on social medias all the time. Like this inability for anybody under the age of, younger than me to actually just listen. It's like we need to be able to have subtitles. What is that? Any experts can let me know how to fix that issue. Do I just need to retrain myself? But no, okay. Sorry. I just had a thought
Of
about
course.
the reality of where this comes from for me. So from the ages of about 13 to 17, I was obsessed with martial arts. And not just martial arts, but China, right? So I like would pretty much exclusively drink green tea and eat with chopsticks and go martial arts. That's literally how I lived my teenage life. Like I was training martial arts every day. I was obsessed. I was obsessed. And so I for years, pretty much all I watched were hardcore Chinese martial arts films with the subtitles. Yeah, because the voices are ridiculous. Like you can't, I just couldn't do it with like the, oh, what are you doing? The voices were just a no-go. So I would watch it, try and learn a little bit of Chinese and watch it with subtitles. And I just feel like that's actually destroyed my life.
it here first, guys. Don't drink in Chinese chopstick movie. I don't know.
What? No, that isn't what I said. Anyway, moving on. Let's get
Moving on.
focused.
I think I was saying whatever your purpose is that you would do outside of all of this crap, that's what you should be doing. My husband has this thing of whenever we say anything wise or like not wise, like faux wise, like bro wise, we go, Wing Chun at the end.
What do you?
Because of course we did Wing Chun for 2 years, and I had the whole China obsession while I was learning Chinese at uni. So whenever someone says something that sounds kind of like a proverb, but it's not. It's like slightly stupid. We just go, ah, Wing Chun at the end.
I didn't know that about you. And do you know what's fucking crazy? No, love. You know Wing Chun is my martial art. What? Why have we never played? Oh my gosh. When I see you next time, we are doing sticky hands, boy. We're okay. People
Oh
don't know what
dear.
that is.
This
Sounds weird, but.
is probably why I've never said anything. I'll be like, oh God, now I have to remember everything from my prelim exams.
Oh my God, we're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun when you come around. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I'm feeling super distracted. It's because I didn't eat my breakfast. The egg is still sitting over there.
What's for
Ah!
breakfast?
I told you it was gonna be egg, avocado, sourdough bread. Standard millennial breakfast. But I
Okay.
forgot about the egg. Forgot about the egg, and that was boiling for like 45 minutes.
Did it go grey in the
And
middle?
I haven't even opened it yet.
Oh.
But I just took it out and I was like, there's just no, it's like heavy, it's like a fucking brick. And then like I think the avocado is okay, but the sourdough bread went off like 2 days ago and I've been trying to stretch it the fuck out, but it's now moldy and I can't do it. So no food, blood sugar gone, mind gone. Can you be in charge? Thank you.
That is wonderful. Why did we come here today? I'm pretty sure you've seen the title of this episode. It's like these two, they're doing it again. They're doing it again.
Oh, they love it. They love it. Or they just would not still be here, let's be honest.
You wouldn't still be here. You're here for the jokes. Something.
CE5 event.
Remind our audience, our lovely listener, what a CEU5 event is.
Okay. So, guys, as I'm sure you have heard in the last couple of episodes we've just released, we've been proper bang on the alien shit.
Not the government tin,
Not the
like
government
aliens in a
stuff.
tin can flying above our head in a
No.
saucer shit, like
No,
real
multidimensional light beings
light being shit, the
connecting with the
real
reality.
aliens. Yeah.
Exactly. And been just on some hardcore mish to figure out the reality of the universe that we live in. So Love and her husband came over to mine the other day so that we could engage in a CE5 event. What this is a close encounter event. So obviously we did say you read all of these off in the last episode, but CE stands for close encounter, and then there are stages to what these close encounters are. So you've got CE1 to 4 are the normal ones. Oh gosh, I've already forgotten what they are. CE1 is like seeing
A
something.
thing in the sky.
A thing in the sky.
Yeah.
CE2 is what?
I think it like crop circles.
Crop
So
circles.
there's evidence of it being there, but it's not
Yeah.
there. So crop circles. CE3 is, I think, being so many meters away from it.
So it's close to you. And then CE4 is being
It's being
abducted.
abducted.
So
CE5 now.
CE5 has been developed by Stephen Greer, who's a ufologist and whistleblower. And has been
Which is a real job,
whistleblowing.
by the way.
It's an actual job.
A
Who
ufologist.
knew?
Amazing.
Who fucking knew? Because
What
I
was I
maybe
doing
would have
with
made
my
some
life up
different
until
life
now?
choices. Exactly. So
Oh,
anyway, he's this designed what he calls a protocol to create a CE5 event, so a close encounter event of level
fifth
five,
kind.
the fifth kind, the fifth close encounter
Yeah.
of the fifth kind. Oh my gosh, how did I mess that up? Close encounter of the fifth kind, which is a human-led meeting. So it's
Basically,
where
you're not being abducted by the aliens, you're abducting
you're
the
abducting the
aliens.
aliens. Exactly. So you're calling them, you're like, hey guys, we're
Less
here, we're ready,
sinister.
this is what we want to do, like come. So I was like, can't believe people actually do this. There's a scientific protocol, like that word protocol just makes it's a meditation, guys, but like calling it a protocol makes it so official.
It
So
does.
so we decided to get together just like normal people and call the aliens, didn't we?
Yeah, like what you do on it. We're sat there, like, I'm sure everyone else this Friday night is out clubbing. We are
Yeah.
contacting the aliens, multi-dimensional beings. Be with us. We are safe, peaceful people.
No, but they're probably like listening to this, they're getting on the radio waves of our podcast and know that we're actually nuts.
Think they're giggling about us.
They are. We're fucking hilarious. At least
I
my
meant
mom
like
thinks we are.
at us as opposed to with us. I like yours better, more
Yeah.
promising.
I know. Oh gosh, I just have such a high regard for my own comedy. I don't know if anyone else does. Okay, so tell us what, explain a little bit about what we did.
Well, we went into this like meditation protocol where you have to like focus inwards and then you have to basically, I'm really butchering this. Like, if you want to see the CE5 protocol, pause this, Google, come back. Nice to see you again. So, this
So,
protocol we did, we did this meditation. Sort of opened our, our heart beams up to the sky, sent them our location, by sort of imagining where we were on the planet, zooming out right up into the Milky Way and then back in again, sort of like creating this like telepathic beacon to get them to see where we are, and come to us and basically tell them we are good, safe people. We are not alien eaters. We're not going to fry you up on barbecue. We just want to see you too.
were they worried about
I don't know, they're light beings.
sorry, continue.
If you were a multidimensional being, what would be your fear about humans?
I don't know if it would be if, I mean, oh,
My
this is
fear
actually quite
would
a
be that they
question.
would take a picture of me, put me on the front of the Daily Mail, and give me like a really like ridiculous headline talking about like the bikini I was wearing or something.
No, no,
That's
no,
what
no, no.
I
They wouldn't. That would only be the female light being or the female identified light being. Like, so male light being has come down. This male light being has traveled vast distances and has come down and he is here. The female is wearing this. Like, forget the fucking journey. Like, it's just. Anyway, yeah.
How to lose 30 pounds to look better in a bikini than this? That's what my fear would be as Hathor, the grand supreme goddess of love, light being. It's just like, yeah, I didn't grasp that.
This
I
is a
come all
lot.
this way for these people. That's what I'd be
She
upset
knows,
about.
though. She knows that that's what she's. She knows.
She knows.
They know. They know. They're not. That's why I'm like, it's an interesting. Like the fear. Fear is an interesting word because I don't know, like, if they would fear us in that way. But just like that, they're probably really just epically like these guys. Yeah, fed up. That's the word.
These basic bitches.
These basic mentions.
But we were nice in our intentions. We set nice intentions. We said we just want to experience you. We want to know what it's like to have you in our presence. That's all we wanted.
You
How
said
did
that
it
so
go for
nicely.
you?
You said that so nicely. I was like, you guys better be here because I've been out every single night, like telling you to come back. It is time. Where the f are you? Come. They didn't like me speaking to them like
No,
that.
are
No, it
beings of
was,
love and light.
they are beings of love and light. it was pretty epic. I mean, so we set any excuse for a fire in my life, I'm gonna do it. I'm Sagittarius. So I built a little fire. We were sitting around the outside and it was such a starry night. Like, and that's what was amazing. I was actually really worried because it's been so miserable, we're in England, that it was gonna be rainy and we just wouldn't be able to see the stars. And I feel like the stars were quite important in
Yeah.
regards to what we were doing.
Of course, yeah, you wanted to see the direction they're coming from. So.
Yeah, exactly. It was different to what I expected, but I definitely received some messages, and I do feel like there was contact with there was definitely contact with multidimensional beings in my
Okay.
experience. How about you?
Okay. I had this strange sensation of, and I've Googled this since, this idea of like the watchers. I
Yeah,
felt
what?
very watched. I felt like there were millions of eyes in the sky looking down. As I was looking in the fire, eyes were appearing. As I was looking all around me, I felt like eyes were just appearing, just sort of saying, is this the right time to come down? You know we can see you, so that should be enough for you right now. That's what I felt it was like. But there were sort of like more messages that I got through the night, like downloads that I received, especially in terms of what I've been manifesting up until this point. It sort of just made abundantly clear to me, like, you're putting all of this focus on manifesting the material. What about your psychic abilities that are just there waiting for you? I was like, oh yeah, those. It's like, why aren't you paying that any attention? Why aren't you going into detail with manifesting that for you? And I really did. I took it on board. I've taken it on board. This week at home, I've been able to get my husband to do yoga.
Well done. Oh my gosh, I haven't managed that
Yeah.
in like 8 years. I don't know.
And he's like, we're doing the yoga with Adrian 30-day challenge, and like we were gonna skip a day, and it's like, we're not gonna skip a day, are we? We need to just do the yoga. I was like, oh God. So I was like, oh
I
my
love
God,
that.
wow.
And also yoga with Adrienne. I appreciate her as a yoga teacher. I really do. I think she's great.
Yeah, nice chill vibe. I like the challenges that she's got up online. I started trying to do them like 7 years ago when they came out, and at the time I was just like, no. But now I'm like, yeah, back into it. But what's really I've really been focusing on in terms of, I mean, the yoga is part of that focus because you physically need to move emotions through the body in order to get you working as a beacon, as a telepathic beacon correctly, right? So that is one of the strong messages I received. So this week I've really been like upping my game with that. There's something that was released from, or that the CIA used, called HemiSync tapes,
Ah,
HemiSync.
babe, I've literally been all over this.
Yeah, I've
All
been doing
over it.
HemiSync tapes every morning I wake up, and I've been getting weird opportunities coming through. So
What
odd.
ones are you doing? Did you buy them? Or are you
No, I
doing?
just got it on YouTube.
But they're not, that's not the same, I promise you.
No, this is the like copyright the HemiSync, but they've just uploaded it online.
Send me that link because I
I'll
could
send it
not
to you,
find
yeah.
that. I found loads of like rip-offs, basically, which were just binaural
Oh wow.
beats.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, send that link to me because I was just about to go on the website and just drop like $100. So sorry,
Yeah.
explain what HemiSync is.
Okay, so I guess the quick notes on this is it is a way of putting you into a deep meditative trance by getting your left and right hemispheres of your brain to work together. Hence, hemi sync. You're syncing up your hemispheres, the front, the back, the left, the right. You're making sure it's all working together to create a state of relaxation in your body. And in doing so, you're able to invite psychic powers from you that already exist endogenously in all humans. But because we've lived in such a programmed world from day dot, it sort of, you shut those down pretty much after age 7. Some people tend to keep these things with them all of their lives. So you get some of these adults who are incredibly psychic, and then you've got like naysayers going, oh, it's all just, snake oil salesmen. Like, no, it's not that at all. We have multiple senses. We were taught in school we have five senses, and it seems to be that everything we're taught in school, that's as far as our mind is open to. Anything that is new or developed, our mind shuts off to. But I was reading when I was at uni, I was reading, they sort of figured out that we actually have 33 senses. 33.
And you
And I
learned that at
can't tell.
uni.
Yeah, and I can't tell you exactly what each of those were, but this was in, we were doing like organizational behavior or something like that. Basically, it's the psychology of getting people to buy and the psychology of like tapping into people's different sensory perceptions. Because once you understand how these work, you can sell to people, right? I always say to people, like going to business school or going to marketing school is, it's just like sociology and psychology for capitalists. That's all it is. So yeah, there are actually, are you finding this? There's like, how many
I'm
senses
finding
are
it.
there?
I'm finding it. There are, they say that there's an argument about there being up to 33, but there are at least nine. Yeah. This is a science, like science. I've never fucking heard this before, like from a non,
Yeah. Yeah.
like from a science-based thing. It's actually
Yeah.
mad, because then what
So
they do is they break down all the senses, and the senses themselves are broken down.
proprioception is the ability to distinguish your body from the rest of the world and move it.
Nociception.
Thermoception, keeping the body at steady, consistent temperature. Equilibrioception, a dog or a cat with no sense of balance could provide what? Sense of balance, sorry. So yeah, we have up to 33 senses, and some of these are pretty psychic. So we are told in school we have five senses. As soon as you come out of the Rockefeller schooling system, get onto the most powerful information device in the world and use it properly, you can start to see this stuff isn't bullshit. It's just we're taught how to think in a very specific way. We're taught to reject what we're told by non-authority figures. We're taught to reject what we're told by non-authority figures. But yeah, we have 33 senses. Some of these are psychic. By going into this hemisync meditation, you can strengthen some of these senses to psychic level abilities. And this is stuff that is being studied with the CIA, and they're not just about to throw money at this for nothing. The reason they need to understand this stuff is because it helps them in warfare. So if you have a better sense of your enemies coming up behind you in warfare, and that will mean that you will win over your opponent, then of course they're going to pump the money into learning what this is. They're not pumping money into this for like altruistic purposes. They are purely doing it to know how we can weaponize the human mind and the human body. And with that in mind, anything that they are now releasing online, like documents from the 60s, look them up. Like, you can use this for your own benefit and get ahead of the game. This is what I've been doing. This is how I've been able to move my life ahead in the last 2 years. It's purely doing these things. Hemisync. So I've been able to move my life along in the last couple of years by paying attention to this stuff. Because if the CIA are using it to improve their warfare, to improve their soldiers, to improve their spies, then it's something that you can be doing to improve your life. And this is one of the big messages I got in that encounter was like, why are you spending all your time trying to manifest stuff? You know, when you die, you don't get any of the stuff, right? It's like, it's the psychic ability, that stuff, that does carry with you into your next life. And I was like, wow, oh, okay. So that's something I do need to pay attention to, especially if that is going to be my like energetic inheritance that needs to come with me to the next lifetime, wherever
100%. I
that is.
think that's such a beautiful message to kind of have like banged into you because it is, that's the truth. And I feel like that's, you know, we all recognize that, like that place where we're not fully satisfied by stuff. And yeah, I think this hemisync thing is really interesting. I didn't know that that's what the meditations you were doing. That's very interesting to hear because I like around the beginning of the time that this obsession started, I
You're
discovered
doing
like
silver
hemisync.
method, no?
No, I mean I
Oh.
took the book off the bookshelf. No, but I was looking at hemisync because I have a dream to go to the Monroe Institute and do the Gateway experience. Like that is what I want to do. I've wanted to do it for years and years and years and
Tell people
years.
about
So
Monroe. Monroe
it's something that
Institute.
I really want to do. Yeah, at the Monroe Institute, because I really. So the Monroe Institute was developed by someone called Robert Monroe, and it's basically an institute in America where they explore psychic powers. You know, it sounds mad, but they're directly linked to CIA. So the Gateway Project was, or the Gateway Experience, process was created by the Monroe Institute, and the CIA have used that, in order to develop, you know, psychic warfare essentially. So the Gateway Project, I've actually just pulled it up. What it is, the CIA Gateway Project or process, as it is formally known, is established as for the following. The Gateway Process is a 1983 report about using a series of exercises to produce states of expanded human consciousness, such as astral projection, out-of-body experiments, and other altered states of mind. And I think Stargate was remote viewing. Project Stargate was remote viewing. So for years, I've been like looking into this stuff because there are some things that I very naturally lean to, like remote viewing, and they seem like they're not real, but then there's actual government projects where they are exploring this and they have protocols
and not to mention as well, these things tie directly into Obia, to Vodou, to, you know, things the Dogon tribe have been doing. These things have always been a large part of these cultures, but the CIA have gone in and seen these things and gone, how can we refine this to a kind of scientific, like a scientific method to get our people to do this,
to do
have
it,
these advantages. Because the Maroons up in the mountains, they were, you know, they were working on remote viewing to get the British out of the mountains.
Look, it's just something that you do. The fact that they've even divided it into all these projects, these are all fall into the same category of thing. And it's just like, if you live in a, if you come from a shamanic culture, they have done it.
It's part of the journey process.
But it's also something that I've always naturally been very good at, and but also just feel like, you know, mentalist, because that stuff isn't real. You know, for me as like a teenager or in my late teens to discover this stuff, to discover that there was actual scientific protocol related to it, not, and I say not just the spiritual books and the, you know, epic fucking grimoires and whatever that I'm reading that
you,
have all
you
this
know
stuff.
We understand the importance of that, those, these traditions, you know, if you've been listening to us long enough, you know we understand the importance of this, and in fact, and we constantly talk about Eurocentric 100%. Methods not being the king of these things. They're just catching up.
Yeah, exactly, and that's it. But I'm very interested in the catch up, and this is why I'm interested in Hemisync, because I've always had, I'm a traditionalist, right? But I come from no tradition. It's quite difficult. So I like to know that things are done in a respectful and the right way. Now, obviously, with this stuff, there isn't necessarily a right way all the time. There is a way to do it respectfully and, you know, whatever. But I feel like for our modern times, like in order for this stuff to become accepted and something that in general more humans can start to experience, it needs to be scientifically backed. So I'm really excited about the space we're in now where they can scientifically back it and they're doing experiments on these things, and actually the conversation about this stuff is really being looked at.
Hemisync.
Should have done that before we came on. So I've been very interested in like in Hemisync and the technologies they have now. I've always been like, oh, you know, you should just learn to lucid dream. You should just learn to meditate. You should just learn to do the. You shouldn't need anything to help you. And I still do feel like that. But then there's also another aspect of us being modern humans living in this modern, busy, full-on world, and actually these spaces are very difficult to get to. Like you can go off and you come become a monk and sit in a mountain for 30 years, but not everybody is going to really do that. You know, how are we going to, in this, in our fast-paced world where we actually need to understand and do this now? We can't be spending decades and decades and decades training people. People need to understand and evolve now. What are these methods of technology that we have for creating that space? Also, because the amount of people I meet and they're like, I can't meditate, just can't meditate, and just will not be able to do it. But there are, if you can understand scientifically what happens to the brain when you are meditating or when you're in trance or when you're journeying or whatever, then it's much more accessible for the average person. You start to understand it as the computer software that it is, you know? So Hemisync I find insane. Like, because obviously, if you understand what binaural beats are, it's just a very interesting the way the brain works. Like how this works is by feeding like two different tones into your brain, slightly different vibrations. And then that makes your brain essentially freak out, hear another sound and sync up. It's fucking phenomenal to like comprehend and understand. And yeah, I really want to do it. I want to do their protocol. I've done so much work with different teachers across the world, but also found it incredibly difficult to find like real structure with it, and I would love to have that. I would also love to go to an institution where they literally go, we have been studying this scientifically for 70 years and this is the process, like I feel like there's something in it. And I just think, guys, just like sit and realize this for a second. The government, world governments have programs where they train spies to remote view and to astral project. Stop doubting yourself.
Yeah.
Stop
Please stop
doubting
doubting
yourself.
yourself. And to sort of go back on what you were saying earlier, like I've been a person, I've never ever said, there's certain things I'll say, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'll always say I can't do maths. And I'm still at this day and age, I'm very aware that is a block I am putting myself there. When I say I can't do maths, what I'm saying is I don't want to make the space and time to learn how to do maths properly. That's literally my translation. I've always been, when it came to meditation, I meditate. I meditate for like 30 seconds at a time. I meditate for a minute at a time. I meditate for 3 minutes at a time. And I've just built it up and up and up and up. Because the fact is, you can meditate for 30 seconds. I find it highly unlikely that there is a person who isn't able to meditate for just 30 seconds. Just close your eyes and go inwards for 30 seconds and just focus on your breath. If you do find that difficult, like I'm not reading you, keep practicing it until you get good at meditating for 30 seconds and then expand it from there. It is fully possible to get to that point where you can do that and then just keep increasing the duration. And it's so important that we do. Just being with ourselves, in ourselves, is it's for me, it's the equivalent of brushing your teeth every day. You need to be doing it. It's just good spiritual hygiene. We come from, various traditions, but the tradition we share together is the Obia. And I think one of the things that Emma had us first do in the very first session was like, you need to lay still for 15 minutes. And if there's an itch, if anything feels like it needs to move, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to itch it. Do you remember that exercise? Oh my
Not with
God.
Emma.
Not with Emma. Okay, maybe she didn't give it to you. That was the exercise she gave to me. And
Okay.
I just had to lie there and just focus on my breath. And it was the hardest 15 minutes of my life. Maybe this is why I remember it so well.
Yeah.
But doing it again and again, it just became easier and easier because what you're able to do is train your body to be like, oh, you're not falling off the earth. You're not freaking out. You're not dying. You're just laying here. Everything is safe. Everything is okay. Once you get yourself into that state, you're able to maintain it. The hemisync tapes, the one I've been listening to is half an hour. And that, I think up until, I'd say relatively recently, the last couple of years, that would have been very difficult for me. But listening to the hemisync tapes, by the time I put it on and woken up again, it's like, oh wow, half an hour went by. It was really quick.
Love
So
that.
it's really useful. I find it really, really useful. And I do find it useful as a part of my adapted Obia practice. Because I think for me, what I'm working on at the moment is not so much of a traditionalist approach or strict traditionalist approach. I'm also studying the occult to understand. And some of that is modern occult, to understand what the core is of Obia and what that means for me. And it's working for me right now. So I'm not gonna go off track with that, you know?
Well, I think that's the beauty of understanding that tradition, that practice, actually. No, I think it's wonderful you're using the hemisync. It's just crazy. It's like, man, you and I are like, it's like we haven't spoken about this. And I've literally been like, I was the other day, I called my partner and he's a musician, so he understands sound. So I was like, oh my God, oh, let me geek out. I do you understand how this thing works in the brain? The sound of this. And he was just like, I don't really care. No, he doesn't care as much as me. And if I'd have known, I would have been on the phone to you for 7 hours about it. But I also got an email from them the other day. It was such a just like, oh, it really hurt me to receive this email. It said, we are having a sale and there is like 20% off.
They want you to buy all the tapes.
But do you know the tapes that I want? Because you can buy, so there are three options to do the Gateway experience, right? You can do the tapes at home, which is just really basic, but that's like 600 fucking quid. for all of the tapes.
Oh my
You can
God.
do it online for a
Yeah.
grand,
That
or
sounds
you can
outrageous.
go to the institute for several grand. I hate that I'm saying the money on the side of it, but it's just this is the place where I do find it difficult because there's these things that I want to learn, and I feel like if I did that, then I wouldn't have an issue finding the money.
Catch-22.
It's the Catch 22. Along with that and the bio-cybernaut, which I've spoken about before, which is another thing to do, they train you in how to access different states, of brainwave states, so alpha, delta, theta. Oh my God. There's just these things like that I need to be rich as to do. And they are all I want to focus on. Like, I don't actually want to focus on anything else. I just want to learn how
You
to traverse the
know, I get it
non-ordinary
so
reality.
exciting. I get it so exciting. I really do. But we want to thank the OG. We want to thank the OG Hemisync machine.
OG Hemisync.
Guy.
Oh,
Right
the
here.
OG. Exactly.
This
Exactly.
is heart and brain coherence right here. This is
Exactly.
everything Joe Dispenza talks about. I'm drumming my
You're so
drum in case you
jealous.
can't see or hear
I can hear
what
it. I can hear
I'm
it. Should we have a drum sesh?
doing.
You probably won't be able to hear mine.
Yeah,
Can you hear it?
honestly, do you know what these things are? These new systems that have been worked on like meticulously by these neuroscientists. I am all for them. I really am. But I do always want to give credit and reverence to our indigenous ancestors of all lands, because you know they had all of this technology before they were all colonized and it was wiped out and called devil worship, and now they're like, oh shit, let's bring this back, right, and charge
Yeah,
you
exactly. And charge
seven
you.
grand to come to our institute to do it.
I know
Ah!
it. And here I am like, okay, I'm gonna make an OnlyFans so I can make those 7 grand. Back to CU5 event. I don't know how long we've been recording for, but we have like gone around the houses and we haven't even
Right.
really got to the
Well, I
themes
think I've
yet.
said what I'm willing to share about my CE5 event. Do you want to share what you're willing to share about yours? I might have some musings later, but who knows?
Yeah, I feel like we need to do it again. Like, I want to do it again with you.
Yeah.
Like, and I definitely had experiences. Like, I learned a lot from universe that day, like a lot. I saw a lot of eyes as well. I actually had a chat
Okay.
with a being. So a being came down, you and your husband had gone to bed. And
Okay,
I just was in the garden. I just was like, ah, I'm in the garden. And there was a chair that I was sitting on, chair that love had been sitting on, chair that her husband had been sitting on, and just an empty chair that I just had there. And I had kind of been aware of the empty chair and the nature of an empty chair and the space that was there could be taken by something. So I did do that on purpose. And so I was sitting down, and then all of a sudden I look at this chair and there's something sitting in the chair.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was like one of those, couldn't fully see it, but it was like eyes would kind of blink in and out. And then I had this overwhelming feeling of an energy.
Right.
And I just knew. And I also knew not to be scared. It was a good energy. Like I felt like it was like a gnome of this land, like it basically
Yeah.
of my home, like in the garden, like one of the protective spirits that's here. And this is
Yeah.
what's really interesting about sitting and calling the aliens, trying to have a CE5 event and then having like a very strong event but there being no spaceships, right?
Yeah.
It's the same. What I loved about it is that I was like, this is the same. These are the interdimensional beings. It's like they are just multidimensional beings, and
Yeah.
you're either going to have the eyes to see them or not. You're going to put yourself in the space to see them or you're not. Yeah, and so it was pretty profound. And also the sky, it taught me a lot. Like sky, man, literally just like go outside and look up. The
Yeah.
sky has so many messages for you. I sound like such a hippie, but seriously,
Yeah.
it's like sometimes when I'm looking at the sky, I can genuinely really feel like I see the matrix. Like I can see kind of what we're built in inside of, if that makes
Right.
sense. And
You can
like
see the grid in which this
the grid.
simulation is Yeah, you can see it. You can see
Exactly.
it. It's very
Exactly.
obvious. You can see it. Yeah, I
Yeah.
got those feelings. It's like,
Did
oh,
you?
right, the Matrix is made
The
for
grid is
me.
there, exactly. And as you're looking up, you're going, I totally understand how these beings could arrive here in this moment because of the grid. Like, this sounds so, I feel like when I listen to this back to edit, I'm going to be like, what the are you guys talking about? It's a bit,
What
it sounds quite vague. But
was
I guess we're dealing with the unknown, guys. It's it can be a little bit vague.
The unknown, the unseen, the other world, the other realm. Like across all cultures, there have been so many different names for this thing. But what's always been known is that it exists. What has been pushed off in the last 150 years, it's either been, it's either like, what's the word? Heretics, heathens,
One of
or
those words.
woo-woo, or unscientific. Unscientific is the new one. But these things, they are real, and when you open your mind and put yourselves into these situations where you can actually see these things, you actually do. One thing I will say about my evening is the eye thing. I saw all of the eyes. I don't think I necessarily saw anything because I did feel still a level of scare, and it wasn't for the beings. It's just being outside at night in the dark. That is just like a very primal fear for me that I need to get over. But you were saying how you've done like these vision quests where you've literally been outside for like days and nights at a time. So you've had the time to get over your fear of being outside, right?
Well, actually, it's just a, I think this is a very real thing to talk about and really important for people who would like come from a city, because we
Right.
don't have the experience. I never had the experience of going camping or being outside in the dark ever because I was from Peckham. You don't go out after five, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, so when I first started getting into shamanism, also being from London, you never experience dark.
No,
Every
you don't.
Londoner is scared of the dark because you never experience it at
Yeah.
night. It's not dark. Like, so it wasn't until I started kind of going to ceremony and practicing shamanism that I had any opportunity to experience real dark and real
Yeah.
outside. So I was scared of the dark. Like, I literally, and I'm not afraid, I'm not, like, I'll fucking admit this. Up until I was in like a late teenager, maybe even in my early 20s, I would sleep with a light on somewhere. Like, there would need to be a light on
Really?
somewhere. Yeah, it wouldn't need to be like a night light, but it would need to be like a hall, some kind of light. I'd need to have it. And I went to my first sweat lodge and had never been in a dark so dark in my entire life and had to be scared in the sweat lodge for 4 hours. I couldn't go out of it. And when I came out of the sweat lodge is a rebirth. So the sweat lodge is seen as the womb of the mother. So you go in there, you get wet, you purge, you pray, you sing, you do massive move, like energetic healing and movements in there. And then when you come out, you literally kind of pop out of this
Emerge
tent,
from
like,
the
and then like fall onto the earth, and it's cool and beautiful, and you literally feel like you're reborn because you've just survived something insane. Like, sweat lodges are not saunas. They are the sweat lodges I go to. You literally feel like your breath is burning in your lungs, and you do that for hours, and you survive it, man, and it's amazing. So that was how I got over my fear of the dark, if that makes sense. Like, and
Okay,
then
yeah.
remembering I have been living now in the countryside for a couple of years, so it's just more dark here, and I have to be used to it, and I'm alone a lot, so I just have to do it.
Yeah.
And then the being out, but I also had an issue with being outside at night, and that was slightly different. But again, it is that it's like having done ceremony for me has always happened at night. It's always been outside. There's always been a fire, and I've just had to learn to navigate that space and get over it, basically. So come round, do it again. You can get over it.
Yeah, do you know, I'd really like to. I think there was a point, probably from about the age of 17 up until I would say about 23, 24, where yearly I would be encouraging friends to go camping because, well, do you know what it was? I couldn't really afford the whole like Magaluf holiday thing at the time, and I needed holidays, and Debden Camp was like, at the time it was so cheap because I lived in Newham Borough at the time. It was like £7 a night to go there, so it's
Near
like,
Epping.
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this is great. I can like have like a long weekend holiday away for like 20, 30 quid.
Yeah.
Fabulous. So I spent a lot of time like being outside in that dark. It's not probably as dark as you were, as your place was. And there are levels to fear, right? There was a place where I was like, oh my God, I can't be in this place. It's so dark and scary. Being at yours, it was like just enough fear to keep the beings at bay. It wasn't so
Yeah.
much that I was like, I had to be inside, you know? It's just enough that I could feel them feeling me, being like, once you get through this, we'll come back. Because honestly, if this is scary to you, then maybe we aren't necessarily going to be the most unscary thing to you. And, you know, we're not, we'll just come to you and we'll just, you can hear us in voice.
I think that's a makes a lot of sense, and it makes me actually think about the fear that you were feeling and like more about the space and what maybe is going on around it, and then all of our energies and all that kind of stuff involved. And it just again interesting that that was a message that you received in that way, because obviously when we spoke about my abductions in the last episode, like I said the same thing basically. It's the fear, isn't it? That little bit of fear that will stop, even though you want it, you can feel it. And I did have that, if I'm honest. I did also have moments where I had, yeah, fear mixed with excitement. So it was a bit of a confusing little like, but it's that place, it's like the unknown does feel very scary. But yeah, beautiful to recognize that and then be able to try and find ways to kind of work through it.
Yeah, that's what it's about, right? Working through it and being like, actually, no, I'm safe here. You know, there isn't going to be some axe murderer that just runs out of the bushes and takes my head off. And let's be honest, if that is the case and that is how I go in this lifetime, then what
Yeah,
am I
but
meant to do?
love, when you're with me, you don't have to worry about that shit. I'm literally a ninja. I'll protect you. Nothing could happen. Nothing could happen apart from me go to prison for murder. That's it.
I made a new Trump. You want to say anything else? Because I think that's a good place to end this episode on you
No, I
making a
agree
human drum
too.
out of the axe murderer that lives in the forest behind your house.
Natural resource, isn't it? Okay. If you're still with us, guys, you are
I hope
committed.
you are here for the whole episode. This has been very fun. Try a CE5. Get a few of your friends together. Have them come to your garden. Sit down and like find the protocol and try it yourselves. I'd be so interested to hear if you like inbox me and like, yeah, tried it, something happened. Tried it, nothing happened. Tried it, currently on their spaceship, can't get down. This is all your fault. I'm suing you. Whatever it is, like let us know. Don't sue us.
Don't sue us. We literally don't have
Everything we
money.
say here it's a like we did this. It's not a go out and do this. Will that hold
But,
legally? Will that hold?
well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Although, maybe we should just get involved and we should go down to the Heath, have an event, an actual event, and call the aliens with loads of people. Should we do that?
People. Yeah, let's do it.
Putting a call out, internet. We're going to meet at Hampstead Heath and Samhain. Call the aliens and speak to the ancestors. Be there, be square. £10 ticket.
Offering.
Bring enough room. Yeah, all right.
And on that note, it's been wonderful speaking with you, guys. Tune in again next week for another fantabulous episode where we chat off topic for an hour and a bit about whatever it was we were supposed to talk about in the first place. This has been the Afro Animist Podcast, and I'm Love.
And I'm Nikki, and we will see you next week.
Thank you, beautiful being of the multiverse, for joining us on the Afro Animist Podcast. If you want to get stuck into the conversation or have a question about anything we speak about here, join our mailing list and find us on our socials.
On TikTok and Instagram, find us at the Afro Animist Podcast.
On Twitter, you can find us at Afro Animist. If you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Music, you can also find this talk on YouTube. Just search for us and we will pop up as if by magic.
If you're loving what we're talking about here, share, like, and subscribe. And remember to leave us a thumbs up or 5-star rating on your favourite platform.